It's the largest and fastest blackbird you'll ever see, but it's just one of the many intriguing items associated with America's strategic command of the air. We'll go there for a look ourselves on today's edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Farming and land ownership comes with its share of liabilities, and you need an insurance company to help protect you. But when it comes down to it, what you really need is an individual who truly understands what you deal with each day and knows how to help you see what you may have overlooked. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide. They have farm-certified agents. That's right, agents that are specifically trained to handle the needs of farmers. I know there was a lot I had overlooked, and that's why we created short videos to help address those key concerns. Go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host quick shows on important topics to help you protect your next.
Why do you listen?
I typically listen here at work from my desk on my way to work in the morning. When we wake up, it goes on the radio.
I can hear a song and be instantly transported back to a time in my life that I enjoy remembering.
I think that's what I like listening to radio for, is just to stay informed on whether it's news, sports, new music, anything.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
It's called the Strategic Air and Space Museum, and as Scott Terry shares, the breadth of its collection is quite impressive.
We've got everything from propeller-driven tail dragger aircraft up through supersonic aircraft.
Perhaps most impressive is the aircraft that greets you inside the front door. It's a Blackbird that could do over Mach 3.
Within that atrium is an SR-71, and I like to think that it is positioned more impressively than any of the other SR-71s you might find at Museum of Flight in Seattle or the Udvar-Hazy Center, the Smithsonian Air and Space Museum out in Washington.
Two hangars flank the atrium with equally impressive craft.
We have a B-36, one of four B-36s still in existence. It's an enormous aircraft parked alongside a B-52, so it gives you the sense of the space that we provide for those aircraft.
Some of the most interesting craft, though, may be the ones that were never actually used.
The X-38, which is a crew recovery vehicle, which is actually a spacecraft, is a prototype as well. And it wasn't in space, but it was using glide testing. The idea with that was that it's basically a lifeboat for astronauts, that you would get in this and sort of Buck Rogers your way home.
It's truly an impressive display. Right in the middle of America.
We have a collection that I would place among the top military aircraft collections in the country, if not the world.
Plus, Scott says there are always great learning experiences and camps taking place here as well. Traveling the countryside in Ashland, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCrae.